Blog Talk Radio.
This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God praise, amen, on today as we celebrate his word. We celebrate his encouragement and the strength of the Lord, amen. Yeah, so to God be the glory, to God be the praise. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to go straight into some word because God wants to encourage us on today. Praise his name. Father God, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. You are magnificent, you are the almighty God. There is none like you, Lord God. We can testify of your goodness, of your greatness, and how wonderful you are. God, we want to honor you, hold you in the highest esteem. You are our Father, God, and we thank you, God, that you've given us such a great message. You've called us your children. You've called us your own. And, Father God, you are so beautiful in that all that you do, your goodness, your compassion. And so we serve you, Lord God, with humility and humble attitude, coming before you, receiving your instruction from your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Our main scripture, as we read yesterday during seasons of prayer and praise, I pray that you go back in and join us in prayer and agree with us in prayer. So the scripture is coming from Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3, that says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. I truly believe and apply that to us as the body of Christ, that God is calling us to continue on spreading this gospel, continue on spreading this word, and that we are, amen, increasing. We are not to hold back, it says in this word, do not hold back. And so we want to reveal to others this Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, amen, who is, who was and who is to come. God is great, he is mighty, and we know to be the, his salvation. When we receive Jesus Christ, we become the children of God. And so what such great salvation that we have, that God would think of us, God would allow us, amen, to become his children. Back in Isaiah 52, it says, how beautiful are the mountains, are the feet of those who bring good news. We have good news to bring. And that's why we are to the harvest field. That's why we're praying for more workers. It says, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. And it said, God said, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. We bring the good news. Amen, that mankind has a way to be reconciled with the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, and that our sins that have separated us from him can now be forgiven. They are atoned for, and our punishment that should be unto us was placed on God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, calls on his name, believe in the heart, shall be saved. We show a lifestyle of repentance. We are baptized in water into repentance, and we're baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Amen. The Holy Spirit deposited within us as a deposit of our inheritance that is to come. Praise God's name. And so when we go into the scripture, when we go to further verses and that it tells us over the New Testament, we go to Luke chapter 10. Amen. This was the scripture that we began the basis for the ministry of Seeds of Harvest. That verse 1 says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them the harvest, but the workers are few. Ask, he said, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And so we're asking, that's part of our, that should be a part of our daily prayer life. God, send laborers into the harvest. Send them all over to this nation, that nation, every people group that have yet to hear of Jesus Christ. We are praying, we are lifting up to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we know that it is the will of God. As his people, we know it is the will, his will, amen, that no one should perish, all to, should come to repentance. He wants all to come to repentance. And people have to hear. They have to hear the gospel. They have to know the decision that they need to make. And so God is sending his people. He's sending his workers. He's sending his laborers into the harvest field so that we can spread this message of the good news. And it says this over in Romans chapter 10. For there is no difference between between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, richly blesses all who call on him. 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. 14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Bring good news. And I don't know about you, I like to hear good news. And the good news of the gospel is the news that is timeless, because over 2,000 years now, over from beginning that, God has been speaking of his son from the Old Testament time. So years and years, thousands of years, God has been speaking about this great salvation, about this great good news. And so he wants everyone all over the world to hear, and that they may have an opportunity to respond. So in continuing on in Romans 10, it says, but not all the Israelites accepted the good news. All people may not accept it. That's okay. We keep on preaching. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So here we are. We have this message, and boldly we want to take it, because it is good news beyond, amen, anything someone could measure to any other good news they may hear, because it has to do with life. Jesus is life, life eternal. Eternal life, salvation, is a person. It's not an objective thing. It is a person. He, salvation is he, Jesus Christ. Let us be faithful in sharing the message. Let us be faithful, amen, about God, about his son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for you. Go out and enlarge the place of your tent. Don't hold back. Lifting your cords, stripping your stakes. Go to the right, go to the left. Amen. And to God be the glory, and to God be the praise. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us Saturday for Youth of Harvest. Amen.